I'm gonna start a $10 million trash collecting business, so if you wanna start a business, this video is for you. We're gonna turn this trash into cash. The first thing you need to do is get customers, and the easiest way to do that is to talk to people you already know. And the easiest way to do that is to pull up your phone, look in your contacts, and find one. Let's call Caleb.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, man? Are you at that wedding?
I am, yeah.
Well, quick question for you. This may seem out of the blue. Is anyone taking out your trash?
Oh, shit. No, it's probably just sitting there smelling awful.
Do you know anybody else who might be at the wedding who's also not taking out their trash?
Probably, but... What are you talking about? Like,
I know this is out of blue. I'll explain why. So right now I'm starting my little trash cleaning business. I want to help 5 or 10 people and just do my service for free. I'll do everything. And if it is good, if you're open to leave me a review, it would mean the world to me. And if it sucks, I hope you tell me so I can make it better.
Dude, that would be perfect. And I'm a germaphobe. I fucking hate touching that shit.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't I do it for free? You're helping me out. If it's good and you like the service, I can talk to you about, you know, what it would look like afterwards in like 2 weeks. Does that work?
That sounds incredible. Yeah, thank you.
And the other folks that you know, do you think you'd do a three-way text intro with me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for supporting me, man. I really appreciate it. So that is number one of 4 different ways that one person can let other people know about their stuff. There are 8 ways in total, but today we're only gonna talk about 4 of them. And they are called, unsurprisingly, the Core 4. Welcome to Money Center, where we break down this week's money-making activities. Here we've got a strapping man in what appears to be a tuxedo tank top. We're gonna watch this game footage. Are you at that wedding? Interesting first question. I'm guessing this is a personalized tidbit that he found out from the social medias, doing a little pre-research or pre-search. This may seem out of the blue. Is anyone taking out your trash? Woo, and right for the jugular. All right, let's see what was just happening. All right, so we acknowledged what they said. They were going to the wedding. The compliment was that, oh, that's nice. Now, could he have gone for a better compliment? For sure. I'd give that a 4 out of 10 on the compliment scale. Now, what he didn't do was tie it to a positive character trait. That would have been bonus points. Now, what does he do next? He asks another question and leads the conversation in whatever direction he wants to go. In this instance, talking about trash. Anytime someone is doing something that you want to do for them, they spend the same resource, which is time. And so all you have to do, whether you're trailing fitness services, cleaning services, trash taking out services, IT services, whatever it is, you say, hey, how's all this stuff going? They say, great. And you say, how do you have time to insert the thing that you're trying to sell? And everyone's like, man, I wish I had more time. And you said, oh boy, I just happen to be a time salesman and I can give you some back. All right, let's go back into this game footage. It looks like he's following a script, which makes it less impressive, or does it? He's actually following a script because if you don't know what you're doing, just stick with the script. I think that's what he's actually reading. Do you think he can read? Do you know anybody else who might be at the wedding who's also? Wow, he already assumed the close on this one and he's going for more. Do you know anybody who is looking to dream outcome, not have the trash during the wedding? As a quick tidbit, this is an outline. It's not gonna be perfect. And honestly, when you do 20 or 30 or 50 of these, you'll start to find your own rhythm. These are the big things. If we're thinking about these as milestones, it's like, hey, I'm not asking them. I'm asking if they know anybody. Now, in this particular instance, the guy was like, man, he clearly exhibited the issue. But if you've been like, no, I actually do have somebody who's taking care of the trash or whatever. A couple directions you could go there. It'd be like, awesome, are they doing it for free? And then they would say no. It'd be like, well, I will. And then boom, you could get the business. Or you just say, hey, do you know anybody who is? It's a very easy transition. So you're not asking them for business. You're not soliciting. You're asking if they know anybody. And so then you give them the reason why. Because I'm taking on 5 case studies. Now, case studies is a word that I didn't use in this. But if you said, hey, I'm taking on 5 trials or 5 people for free, and I'm just trying to get some testimonials, some reviews. Okay, let's go back to the game footage. If it sucks, I hope you tell me so I can make it better. And we just outlined both outcome scenarios in the explanation, which is either I'm good and you leave me a review, which is my ask, or I suck and you just tell me. So either you get feedback or you get a review and it works great. And the nice thing is you can make money 3 different ways from somebody for free, because everybody in the stands is like, how are you gonna make money giving away your stuff for free? Your time is valuable. Your time isn't valuable, because if it were valuable, you'd be making money. And if you're not making money right now, guess what? Value says 0. This gives you practice and feedback from friendlies, which is a great way to start. Category 1 is that they will get the free service and be like, this was awesome, keep doing it and I'll pay you. They literally just become customers. Option 2 is they then say, hey, I don't wanna do this, but I'll leave you a review. So then you get a review. version three of them making you money is that they just send you a friend, even if it's not them. And they could do all of those things. Somebody could leave you a review, send you a friend, and become a customer, but they could do any of those things individually. And if you want secret door number four, they could also say, you know what, you weren't good. I don't want to send you a friend and I don't want to be a customer, but I'll tell you what you could do better. And that also makes you money in the long term.
Why don't I do it for free? You're helping me out.
And see, notice the frame. You're helping me out, letting me do this for free. It's not, hey, you owe me one because I'm doing this for free for you. Wrong frame of mind. If you come in at that, you're gonna be a weirdo and everyone's gonna sense it because you're gonna have this weird resentment towards people because you're like, I can't believe I'm giving this stuff away for free. They should be thanking me. No, they shouldn't, because you have no reputation and you have no track record. Because if you did, you wouldn't have to give it away for free. But you are, because you haven't done it yet. And that's okay. And notice he's still reading from this screen, so he might not even have a brain. Brains are optional in this. That's how simple this is when you ask people who know you.
The other folks that you know, do you think you do a three-way text intro with me?
Ooh, he snuck it back in. So remember earlier he said, hey, do you know anybody? He said, yeah, I do know some people. He remembered and said, hey, why don't we do a three-way? Not the way you're thinking. I see you. But how do we do a three-way intro? And the reason you do that is because if you say, hey, can you make the intro to me? They have to remember. But if you say right now, hey, do a three-way text while I'm here, there's two things that happen. One is that you get the lead. And here's the second sneaky thing that happens, is that because you actually have an intro of a third party in the message group, the person who's getting introed is way less rude. Overall, I think 4.5 out of 10, maybe a 4.6. And I'm mostly giving that because of the hair and the tuxedo tank. Regardless, this goes to show you that you don't need to have a brain. You can follow half of a script and you can still get a customer by talking to people who you know and asking them if they know anybody. And just like that, you can start your trash cleaning business because there are four ways you can make money from free people. They become customers, they leave you a review to get you a customer, they send you a friend, or they give you feedback that can make you better so that you can eventually actually be worth what you want to charge. But there are two limitations. Let's walk this way. First limitation is that you only have so much time. You're gonna be calling people, you're gonna reach out to people and trying to get them to try your services or your products of some sort. You can only do that so many hours a day because it's just you. Limitation number two is that you only know so many people. You add up your email list, your contacts in your phone, your followers on social media across every platform that you're on. If you're on platforms, you might have 1,000 people who know you. Well, if you did 100 of those a day, in 10 days, you would have reached out to everybody. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't reach out to them again. You should. But at that point, you start to run into some friction. So we just got our first customers from warm outreach, as in talking to people we know one-on-one. Now we're gonna transition to getting our first customers from posting free content.
Ah, let there be light.
Is it on? Cool. Wanna know the best way to get your husband to take the trash out? Two things. Number one, instead of saying, hey honey, will you take the trash out? You say, hey, would you mind taking the trash out? Hey, would you be opposed to taking the trash out? Would it be a huge inconvenience for you to take the trash out? If you say it like that, instead of a yes-based question, it's a no-based question, because they're like, no, it wouldn't be a huge inconvenience. I wouldn't mind at all. And then they take it for you because people are more likely to say no to things than yes, but you get them to say yes by saying no. The other way to make sure they keep doing it is that after your husband or your spouse does it, that you reward them for doing it. And that's where you say, thanks so much. That meant so much to me. It's like, you're my hero. Any of those types of things make it more likely that someone's going to do it again. Now, if you don't want to use any of these persuasion tactics, just call 1-800-ALEX-TRASH and I'll do it for you, and you can say you got it for your husband as a gift because he means so much to you. Trash is gross to everyone but me. But if you're one of those people, there's three ways that you can actually not have to touch your trash. Way number one, use a bag. You take the bag, just like a pooper scooper, you take your hand, and then you can go over the whole thing, and then you dump it. Way number two is you use tools like these. Go down, touch your trash, and there you go, hands free. And way number three is you can call 1-800-ALEX-TRASH because I love the smell of trash and I will do it for you. And you are helping somebody who actually has barely any way to smell. And so I wear these because I can't smell that good. And so this is a natural line of work for me because I get to do something that doesn't bother me at all and bothers other people. Here's how making free content works. You make free valuable stuff for your audience, so much so that they say, give us more. Give us more could either be more free value or paying you money for the services that you offer. Now, let's actually break this down in real time with these videos. Want to know the best way to get your husband to take the trash out? What was that? That was part one of content, which is hook. Now notice, how many seconds is that? 3 seconds in. The first 3 seconds are the most important 3 seconds in the content video. Two things. Number one, so notice I have a two-step framework that I then introduce in the beginning, give step one, give what it is, then give an explanation of why it works, and then I move on to step two and repeat the cycle. And so that is a retaining cycle, which you can either use lists, steps, or stories, or combinations of all three to keep the audience engaged. And right now, I'm going through lists, steps, and stories making this. Now let's keep watching this one and see where this guy takes it. Just call 1-800-ALEX-TRASH and I'll do it for you. And you can say you got it for your husband as a gift because he means so much to you. And so the idea with the reward is that you want someone to share the last piece. So it's either something that subverts the audience, meaning something that they laugh at or think is funny, or it's some sort of action that you're gonna have them take. Now, ideally here, this is funny enough that someone would send it to their friends. Now let's look at number two and break this one down together.
Trash is gross to everyone but me.
So trash is gross to everyone but me is a weird but probably effective hook because curiosity. People are like, why is this person talking about this? And the thing with content is you're gonna make many, many, many things. And sometimes you would be surprised by what works and what doesn't. So oftentimes you can start with a crazy topic, or you can start with a crazy question, or just a fact or a statement that people might find jarring. Any of those things might catch someone's attention so that they keep watching. Way number one, use a bag. And so each of these is an open loop. So I'm opening the loop and then I close it with what the thing is, but you're still like, well, what's number two and what's number three? And the idea is that you retain them so that they watch it. And way number three is you can call 1-800-ALEX-TRASH because I love the smell of trash. There you go. Fun little wrap up on the video. We've got a hook, we've got some retention tactic, which has a list, a step, or a story, and then some sort of reward or call to action at the end. And just like that, we have made two pieces of content following the hook, retain, reward framework that you can use for any type of business. Now, pro tip on this, if I were to start a local trash business, I would say there's one of two directions I would take my content in general. You could also intersplice them. One is actually talking to consumers and saying, here's some tips about trash you probably didn't know about, things that can make their life better independent of using my services, or you could make content targeted at people who you'd want to work at your trash company. So it might be targeted more around what a salesman job or a trash collecting job might look like so that you can attract more talent. Either of those strategies work, and you could probably do both together because you would eventually just be known as the Trash King. All right, I'm going to give you a couple quick tips that have worked well for me on making content. Number one, people need to be reminded more than need to be taught. So a lot of times we have this idea that I've said this thing one time in content, therefore I should never say it again because I would be repeating myself. But it's arrogant to assume that 100% of your audience, 100% of the time, consumes 100% of your content. And also that if they consume something one time, they wouldn't want to consume it again, and or a version that's just slightly different from the original. You'll probably see tweet reels from me that also appear in video format for me, that also make their way into captions and full posts on the exact same concept. And then I also talk about them in podcasts. Think about yourself. Who do you follow? You probably know the themes of stuff that they're talking about on a regular basis, and you follow them because you want to be reminded. I've watched comedians do the same bit over and over again because I think it's hilarious. And so it works the same way with your own content. If people like something, make more of it. Another one is that in the content that I just showed you, I made a call to action at the end. You could obviously not make a call to action at the end at all. You could just make the content and cut it, and then that would be perfectly fine. And you could just expect that people would make comments, they would like it, or sometimes DM you anyways, just because they want to find out more. I think that one actually would work because I made the third way kind of funny. And the cool thing is that anybody who likes or engages or comments on your posts are leads, because you can then message them. A lead is a person you can contact, and an engaged lead is someone who has shown interest in the stuff that you have. We create content so that we can get people to engage, so that we can then say, hey, I saw that you engaged with my thing. That gives you a reason to reach out to them without seeming like a scumbag. And so like that is how you can generate leads for free using content. I'm gonna give you a frame shift that helped me a lot in the beginning. When you're making content, looking at the number of views can be depressing, because then you think, man, I suck, no one likes me. But I started to imagine whatever the number of views was as the size of a room I was talking in. And so if I was willing to do a lunch and learn for my trash business with 15 people in it, I was stoked. And so the idea that 17 people watch my video is a full room, it's a classroom. And so the idea that I could do that and reach them for free, just reframing it and not comparing it to what a million clip view is, but just saying, what does 17 people look like? Wow, that was worth it. And if you can keep that perspective, it becomes way less discouraging. And everyone starts at this one big magical number. It's not bad. It's not you suck. It's not that you're late. Everyone starts here and you build from there. And so that is how we got our customers from our second different way to advertise, posting free content. Now we'll transition to reaching out to strangers one-on-one to get our next customers. Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Reason I'm knocking on your door is because I helped the Johnsons, your neighbor, take out their trash. And they sent me over here to ask you if you have somebody who takes care of your trash for you.
I do not.
Well, would you be opposed to me doing it for you?
No, actually, that sounds incredible.
All right, well, fantastic. So if you have any trash right now, I can just grab it.
Yeah, I'd be good with it, yeah.
All right, fantastic. So I can take that out to my truck, and then I'll get the rest of your stuff.
I do not want to touch it, honestly. So, like, that would be very helpful. Thank you. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Reason I'm here, because I took out the Johnson's trash. That's what I do for a living. And I was curious if you have somebody who takes out your trash.
I do, yeah.
Well, are they as awesome and smiley as me?
I guess not. No.
Do they also do it for free for this month?
No.
Because I'll do both of those and the extra smiley stuff is on me.
If it's actually free, yeah.
Yeah, it's free for the first month and after that it goes at $29 a month.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, fantastic. Well, if you got a bag, I'll grab what I have and then I'll bring them out to the truck and I'll come back with my cleaning supplies.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Hey, how's it going? Hello. I take out the Johnson's trash, and they wanted me to take out your trash. So guess what just happened? I got a no. And guess how much poorer I am? 0% poor. And so you know what? Yeses can change your life, but you can have as many no's as you want, and nothing else changes. And so all we do is we roll the dice again. Dum, dum, dum. Dum, dum, dum. And we're back for the cold outreach breakdown. It is you reaching out one-on-one to strangers. And you can do that via email, phone call, direct message, SMS, voicemail, or knocking on someone's door like I demonstrated. Now, let's break down these puppies one by one. This was the nice guy. Reason I'm knocking on your door? So right before we get into this, there's a lot of setup here. So number one, I have trash over my shoulder. The reason for that is because I'm already visually demonstrating what I do. And especially I'm dressed in work clothes. You might think, is this person here to fix something? I have curiosity working on my side because he might have a peephole or look through the window before answering the door, which most people do. So before even getting the knock on the door, I'm trying to look a certain way so that it increases the likelihood that they open the door. Now, the second thing is that I've got a huge secret weapon that most people don't do. So the reason I talked earlier about giving away free stuff is that once you do give one person free stuff, what do you think you should do with that free person? You should leverage it to the greatest degree possible to make as much money as you possibly can for giving away something for free. Because if I can get 10 more sales from the one person I gave for free by name dropping them or by using them as an intro or a segue into a sales pitch, that's worth giving away the service for one person. And so in this example, the Johnsons, which is the neighbor, I could give one person in an entire neighborhood free service and then go to every other door and say, hey, I work with the Johnsons, which then creates trust. And they're like, okay, this is legit. And then I can bridge in. So right now, and I do that in the first couple seconds because I want to disarm them so they don't act rudely to me. If someone knows that you know someone they know, they will act much more polite to you and be far more likely to give you more time to make whatever presentation you want to make. And they sent me over here to ask you if you have somebody who takes care of your trash. Notice the question that I'm asking after preceding it with, I help the Johnsons out, I ask the individual, does he have somebody who's doing this particular service? Because I'm not saying, hey, do you want me to take your trash out for you? I'm asking if they have someone who's doing it, because then I'm leading them on a path that I have an answer on both sides. It's a yes, no question that I have 100% response that's good on either scenario.
I do not.
So this one is an easy one because they're like, I don't have anybody who does this particular service. And believe it or not, as crazy as it sounds, it's actually even better sometimes that they do have someone, because that means they already are willing to pay for the service. So by the way, if someone already has or pays for something, they're more likely to buy from you, not less. Would you be opposed to me doing it for you? And so that's a no-based question. So rather than saying, hey, do you want me to do it? I'm saying, would you be opposed to, or would it be a great inconvenience to you, et cetera, where it's an easier yes by saying no than a pure yes-based question. For all the yes-based salesmen, myself included, I've closed plenty of sales. I'm just saying, you ready to start? Open to going on Monday. Let's get started, whatever. It doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means that in general, when you ask a huge population, a slightly higher percentage will say yes to a no question.
No. No, actually, that sounds incredible.
Great, we got the yes and we move on. Now, as a side note here, once you get the yes, shut the fuck up and go. Everything you say after the point they said yes is increasing the likelihood that they change their mind. And so as soon as you get the yes, it means that you've said everything is sufficient and everything after that point increases the risk that they reverse their answer. You got what you needed, get to the fucking truck, get your shit, move back there, and then get it done. Now let's go through the scenario of I do have somebody already. And I was curious if you have somebody who takes out your trash.
I do, yeah.
Same question, just asking if they have the provider or not. Now he says yes here.
Do they also do it for free for this month?
So I now have to have an alternative scenario that I can plant, like an alternative offer. Also, as an aside, in a live scenario, you want to sound like someone they know. And people they know don't say, hi, the reason that I'm calling is, if you were on a call script, you'd say, hey, is this Jason? Pause. And they'll be like, yeah. Be like, hey, this is Alex. Pause. And then they're like, where the fuck do I know Alex from? Now here, I ask them like, hey, how's it going? I'm not saying, hey, my name's Alex and I'm here to take your trash out and I want it, like, breathe. Are they as awesome and smiley as me? I'm a big rapport guy. I like cracking jokes at all times in sales. Now that takes a little bit more skill, but it disarms people and people are way less likely to be rude to somebody who's just being incredibly positive, upbeat, and sunny. And so you can be as ridiculous saying, well, do they give you free smiles? It's such a pattern interrupt that people are like, what is this guy saying? They're not gonna be like, fuck you. They're gonna be like, you know what? No, they don't give me free smiles. They'd be like, well, they should be, because with a house like this, I mean, how much trash? You must be creating a ton of trash. And that makes my job better. I love trash, right? Like I could say that kind of stuff and they're like, God, this guy's insane, but like at least he's funny. And so I could literally have the exact same service and just because they like me better, they'll give me the business. But I pair that with what I say here is, are they giving it to you for free?
No.
No, they're not. Guess what that makes me? Better than the guy that they have right now. And so then it's like, cool, he did me a favor on this. He's like, so it's just free forever? And it's like, no, it's not free forever. But I can code it by truck, come back and be like, yep, just to be clear, like it's gonna be free for this month. So the next three pickups or four pickups are on the house. And that's just a way to earn your trust, earn your business, and hopefully give you some free smiles on the house. And then after that, it just goes at $29 a month. Great, do you have your ID on you? Because I'd ask for that, he'd go get his wallet, he'd come back with his ID. So they come with their ID, you write down the information, you say, cool, can I trade you for the card you wanna use? You hold on to it until they give you the card, then you swap cards, you write down the credit card information so that they don't mess up the number, because if they write it down, they might change the number so that it doesn't go through. So you write the card information, say, awesome, let me get your autograph, boom. Number three, the one that everyone's afraid of. I take out the Johnson's trash, and they wanted me to take out your trash. I will tell you this. If you ever do door-to-door, which is the most aggressive of the sales, like the hardest one to do, in my opinion, you will earn respect forever from everyone. Everyone knows what it takes to be a door-to-door salesman. It's like you have to have thick skin and you gotta learn how to talk to people. If you look at Jeff Bezos, you look at Bill Gates, you look at Mark Cuban, you look at Warren Buffett, you look at some of the most successful people in the world, they started in a door-to-door, face-to-face, toe-to-toe selling environment where they got to get rejected. You have to learn how to sell as a base skill. And it doesn't mean that you have to make money from selling, but you have to learn the skill because you're gonna have to sell your wife, you're gonna have to sell your kids, you're gonna have to sell your employees, you're gonna have to sell your investors, you're gonna have to sell customers. And so learning how to get rejected and moving on with your life and realizing that no's are just coins that you toss in the machine where you roll before you get your win, you can just remember that you're putting it together brick by brick, the success that you want, built on no's, then you get to where you want to go faster. And just don't take it seriously. That guy's having a bad day. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just asking if he wants to take his trash out. Hey, in case this disclaimer wasn't obvious, this is a studio setting and we did it this way so that we could have perfect illustrations of each scenario. Real life is hardly that clean. Some people answer the door with a gun, but this just gives you an idea of just how to literally take the first step, knock on the door, talk to the stranger, ask the girl out, do the thing, and not be afraid of getting no, because no is the price of yes. So cold outreach presents three problems that we will need to solve together. Problem number one is that you don't have their contact information. Number two is that even if I did contact them, what do I say? Which comes down to a script and an offer. And the third thing, I've got the contacts, I know what to say and what my offer is, but I'm not getting enough replies. Number one, if we're trying to solve how do you contact someone, you have to build a list. So you build a list in three ways. Number one is that you build it with software. Just Google software for lists, insert whatever your avatar name is for plumbers, for home services, for whatever. You pay a monthly fee, you export a list that meets your criteria. The second way you do it is you go to brokers. Brokers are people who own lists and they sell those lists to multiple people. And so you go to Mr. List Broker, you say, hey, this is a list that I'm looking for. How many you got? And they'll say, I've got 17,000 contacts that meet these criteria. And you say, awesome, how much? And then you do a little negotiate. And then option number three is you use the old elbow grease method, which is that you assemble the list yourself. Now, assembling the list yourself is, in my opinion, the most valuable way to do it because it's going to be a virgin list. In the first two scenarios, other businesses are also going to that software, are also going to those brokers, and so those leads might be tired of getting hit up. It still works. The long-term, in my opinion, best way to do this is to find the leads yourself. And you do that through looking at Yelp, Google Maps, databases that exist online for free, and you basically scrape them yourself. You can also go to Facebook groups, Reddit forums, things like that where people are already assembled together. All of these things are ways that you can build lists, and the list should just have the way that you can contact them. The second is you're like, what do I say? Well, I have the script inside of $100 million leads, so you can do that. Now, the second part is BFV. You're like, what's BFV? BFV is big, fast value. You'll notice that what I said with him was I had a free offer ready in my back pocket so I could disarm him. If you're talking to strangers, they're not gonna be as friendly as the people who know you. They're not gonna be as polite. And so you have to be even better with them with an amazing offer. I'm saying something that is superior to what other people are charging for. You'll be able to win more business. And it's actually one of the biggest force multipliers, especially on cold outreach, to get people to say yes, because they don't trust you. So you have to give them a big incentive to do it anyways. The third is I'm not getting enough replies. And you solve that with one thing, volume. Volume of reach out, being willing to accept no's, 100 no's, 1,000 no's to get to your yes. And we do that through automation and through collaboration. So you get other people to do more volume with you, and you also do technology to automate different portions of reach outs. Because believe it or not, every part of this process of building the list, getting your phone system set up if you're doing cold calling, if you're setting up accounts to do cold DMs, all of these things are automatable to a great degree. And so get good at tech because it will give you huge leverage on the amount of replies that you will get back for the effort you put in. And so method number four is one of the biggest, baddest methods because it is the fastest and also the most risky to do. But if you know how to do it well, you can get bags of this. This is money, a bag of money. So we just knocked on doors of complete strangers to get our first customers doing cold outreach. And now we'll transition to our fourth and final of the core four, running paid ads. Are you backed up in trash? You smell that smell? Is that what your Sunday night smells like when your trash is built up from the whole week? Does the smell of your trash drive you bananas? Because that time is over now. What's that? You missed your child's practice again? You didn't get to watch your favorite show again? You only have so many minutes in the day. Why would you spend it taking out your trash?
Alex, did you take the trash out?
I'm watching the game on my phone. Ever feel like that? You don't have to anymore. What's that? You love trash as much as I do? No, impossible. No one loves trash more than me. And so why would you rob me of the opportunity to clean your trash up for you? Is this you every trash day? I missed it.
No.
If this is what your Monday looks like or whatever your trash day is the day after you miss it, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so having seen house after house after house, busy professionals working home, forgetting to take their trash out, running after the truck to try and get it only to realize that they have to smell their trash for another week or until the next pickup day, it's terrible. And so I decided to make a business just to solve that problem. And so we do three things better than everybody else. Number one is that we will never miss a pickup day, ever. We guarantee that because if we ever do, we will give you 3 free months if we miss even one pickup day because we're so reliable at it. Number two is that we will always be on time. And so you're not like, when are they gonna pick it up? I know it's out there. So your trash isn't just sitting out in front of your door for a day while you wait for us to pick it up. We say that we're gonna be there at 7, we're gonna be there at 7. And the third thing is that you will only hear two statements from our team. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. That's it. It's surfaced with a smile. If that sounds interesting, click the link or call 1-800-ALEX-TRASH. Dum, dum, dum. Dum, dum, dum. We are here running paid ads today, the fourth of the core four. Talking to people who don't know you, one to many. This is how running paid ads works. There's lots of free value in someone's newsfeed, whether it's their television that they're watching, or they're looking at the Instagram or the TikTok. And then there's a paid ad that goes in between the value that they're receiving. And then these are the strangers which you pay the platform to gain access to. Now, when we run a paid ad, there's really three parts to it. You've got the hook, you've got the meat of the video, which is just like retain, by the way. If you're like hook, retain, reward, it's like very similar. The only difference is at the very end, we're just gonna make a call to action. Right? Whereas in a piece of content, you might not do that and just have some sort of funny moment or something that makes it more shareable. That's the main difference between the two. And so the way that I've made ads, because I've made ads for a long time, the bulk of my material net worth has been made running paid advertising. So I have a decent amount of experience doing it. So let's watch together. Are you backed up in trash? Right off the bat, we do have the hook, which is a question. It's a yes-based question. Are you backed up? Now, I have three visual cues here to create curiosity and create a call out and filtering mechanism. Man with glove, trash slightly in the background. So this just looks weird. And so I'm gonna get someone to maybe give me a half a second of their attention. If this is what your Monday looks like, so what I just did was present the problem. You'll notice that all three of these things is simply honing in on who I want to respond. Because when you're with ads, the reach is guaranteed. You're spending money to reach eyeballs. You wanna make sure the ad communicates that this is for this specific type of person so they respond. You'll notice there's different ways that you can start an ad with a call out. All right, so the call out usually goes before the hook. The call out is you're trying to say to this specific avatar, this is for you. You can do visual call outs or you can do auditory call outs. Visual call out is something they can see with their eyes that says, this is for me. An auditory call out is me saying, Las Vegas homeowners, this is who I'm talking to, which is the best hook, is saying this is for you. And then you put your real hook, which is the question or the lead to the ad. Forgetting to take their trash out, running after the truck to try and get it. These are all just pain points. People who are busy at work, they don't have time, they're coming back home, they're forgetting their trash day, only to realize that they have to smell their trash for another week or until the next pickup day. Pain. They have to smell their trash because they forgot about it and it's sitting there. The whole point here is we're agitating the pain, we're bringing up like, oh yeah, this is important. I really do need to fix this. This is something that I hate having to deal with. And so we do three things better than everybody else. So notice, I'm then introducing three things. All right, so when I was selling fitness programs, I sold fitness, nutrition, accountability. Trying to come up with three things for whatever the core service helps people know that you're about to tell them what it is, so that opens the loop, so they're more likely to listen. And then it just gives them a way to organize the information so they can know the benefits. And I've just found three works great. Number one is that we will never miss a pickup day. Ever. And so I present probably the biggest pain point that they have, because that's what I intro'd the clip with. I put my guarantee right in the middle. Sometimes you can put the guarantee at the end, sometimes you put the guarantee at the beginning. So you can move the guarantee around. It felt like it matched most with this pain point and saying, not only that, just to go above and beyond, I'm gonna deliver this really fast value, crazy amazing offer. So if we miss one day, we're gonna give you 3 months free. Now, all you gotta do is make sure that you don't do that. And if you have a business, then why would you miss it? But it sounds insane. Number two is that we will always be on time. All right, so the other issue is like, what other pain points are there? It's like, well, even if you know that what day that someone's coming there, do you want to have trash piled up in front of your house? It's another pain point. So the deeper you know your avatar and the deeper you know the pain points that they're experiencing around whatever the problem is, the more detailed you can be in description of the pain. And so copy and advertising is about the details, the smell of the trash, the chasing after it, the having it pile up in front of your house, the smell when neighbors come in, not just like you smelling it, but like, have you ever had somebody else come in? Because then it affects status. So there's different ways that you can attack the same problem. The first one I say might not be the one that they feel like they suffer from. So I wanna say multiple things so that one of them hits a pain point and they're like, wow, this does affect me. And the third thing is that you will only hear two statements from our team. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. What's the next pain point? Is they probably have a lot of low-skilled laborers who pick up trash, who are not that friendly and don't have a lot of rapport. And so for me to just elevate our service above everybody else to say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Because in today's day and age, no one treats anyone with respect. And so my company would be about that, because respect would be a pain point for these types of individuals. And now we transition to CTA, which is the call to action, so that we actually get them to do something from this ad. If that sounds interesting, click the link or call 1-800-ALEX-TRASH. And that is one example of the ad. You can have one or two or three kind of meaty portions of it where you hit on the pain a couple different ways, maybe talk about the benefits a couple different ways, but you can have way more hooks, because the hook is gonna be the most important part of this ad. Because 80% of people are going to decide not to watch your ad in the first 3 seconds. So that's the part you test the most. If you can get them to buy the ad in the first 3 seconds, you have bought yourself more time to consume the rest of it.
Is this you every trash day?
So it's a yes-based question in front of two visual callouts that look like somebody who is a homeowner who is trash. That would be the hook.
You smell that smell? Is that what your Sunday night smells like?
Yes-based question with a very weird intro that might catch people's attention.
Does the smell of your trash drive you bananas?
So that is a yes-based question with humor. And like, if I wanted to attract doctors, I wouldn't dress this way and I wouldn't be in this setting. So the setting and the avatar of the person in the ad will do more to attract the right types of people than anything else. Like, if you want to attract more women, put women in the ads. And if you're like, man, I'm a guy, and surprisingly, all of my clients are men, it's probably because you're in the ads. So if you want to have twice the reach, have two or three or four different people in the ads that you have. It's one of the easiest ways to double or triple your business or lead flow.
What's that? You missed your child's practice again? Didn't get to watch your favorite show again?
All right, so here's two yes-based questions that, those are both pain yes-based questions. If they say, yes, I have been missing these things, then I connect that to trash. I'm bridging it to the trash problem. It's really a problem of not having time. I'm just choosing to put that towards trash.
What's that? You love trash as much as I do.
So just like that, we've got a hook, and a lot of, there's visual action at the beginning of this to break the attention of the normal newsfeed that someone might be experiencing or the TV that they're watching.
Alex, did you take the trash out?
I'm watching the game on my phone.
So that is a relatable moment that every man has had when they get asked to take out the trash. Is you're just doing something else that you'd rather do besides take the trash out. And so each of these hooks can lead right into that original first video I sent. You just cut off the first 5 seconds and then you use this, and then it clips right to, there's three things that we do better than everybody else, and then we go right into it. And that's how you make paid ads.
And that gives us the fourth way that you can get customers in the core for a trash business or any other business you want to start. And we put them all together, it looks like this. Bums away!
So it'll be a montage of you throwing trash bags over your shoulder, dumping it into the big old receptacle. You're going to be spraying the money gun everywhere because you've turned so much trash into cash. We'll edit this down for YouTube. We'll make it for the podcast. We'll post on TikTok, Shorts, everything. What do you think?
I think that idea is garbage.